I noticed she's big on the phrase yada yada.
Is yada yada bad?
No, yada yada's good.
And yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
Yada yada yada.
I am loving this yada yada thing.
Are we finished?
Done.
Welcome everybody to Yada.
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 And this is our Festivus episode. Happy Festivus, everybody.
We look very festive.
Yeah, we do. I mean, well, that's what that's for.
Happy
SVU. We all know what the hell it says. It does look like happy.
Maybe you should put that up before they show our faces or something so some people can actually read what it says.
There it is. Festivus, there you go. And the poll behind Derek right here.
That is the poll.
That is the Festivus poll. Yes.
Oh, it's on a sweater.
Yeah. It's an ugly sweater. Happy Festivus. And we're clear. Okay.
Focus. I feel like we could have at least brought a poll today.
We could have. We could have found a steel poll.
Really? Could we have?
Actually, I have a couple at work. So
he sits on them quite often. They're usually occupied, but
that was just
who took my poll? It's lunch and I need it.
So,
some warming up to do.
It's Festivus. It's time to air some grievances. Fellas, do we got any grievances? I'm looking more at you, Derek.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Now you're going to hear about it. It could be a minuscule one. We could build up to the climax.
Yeah.
I got a problem with my wife.
Well, wait. Before we start going in. This is stuff that we're going to air, right? Because we cut a couple pieces out of one episode, and it's not going to see the light of day.
You know what, guys? I rethought about this 6 hours later. I don't think we should use that 45 minutes of clip that we have.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
It was definitely a good one.
Maybe you could blur my face out and change my voice.
They still know it says Derek Fuller underneath you.
No, it'd be like one of those things where they're talking about, like, narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Or, like, the gangland.
And then you can, we can air that.
Rebecca's voice like this.
Anyway,
but don't block me out. Still show my schnoz so they can actually see the silhouette.
There's no blip or
no blur we could use.
That thing wouldn't penetrate through.
What's a grievance with your wife?
Are we trying to get put in the doghouse in this episode?
Wait, he started out. He's got a grievance with his wife,
and then he comes to us.
Mine's simple. Mine is simple.
Ahead, well, then go ahead.
She refuses to put her coats away. Refuses.
My house is an absolute shit show right now.
But we have six chairs and three at the bar stool. There was a coat on every single one on Sunday.
All hers.
All of them. How hard? The closet is closer to the front door than the chair.
I have a question first.
I have a theory after his question.
What percentage of the time of her walking in the door and taking her coat off? Does she have your daughter in her hands?
That's an easy question right now. Not often because she's in a car seat. So she was in a car seat. So you're always going to lay her down.
Is she bringing the car seat in?
Yeah, it's the one that locks it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if she's lifting her out.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay.
I would understand that.
That's why I was asking. Hands full.
But when you see six of them.
Hold on.
Lined up.
I have theory. Okay. I have a theory. Try to explain.
I have theory.
Yes. Hear me roar. That's I am theory.
Yes.
Hear me roar. Either way. Irregardless. Question. And then I'll show you my theory. Or I'll tell you. That's what I call my penis.
Theory or fury?
Theory. The word theory.
That's your penis's name?
No. Just go ahead. Explain
his name.
Your theory.
How many different varieties of coats are hanging on the chairs?
Multiple, like different.
Like we're talking windbreaker, winter
light jacket, hoodie, zip up hoodie, winter
like
jacket,
a work coat,
pea light coat.
All of them.
Okay,
all of them.
Have you ever heard of I know I do this sometimes, but you have the sink cup or the sink knife, mm-hmm. where you have a cup that you put by the sink that mm-hmm. you might not be done with.
I'm. Yeah.
This is loosely based on that theory of where if she has him out and she doesn't know what the day brings, she could just grab him at will. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that in that mindset, that could be it. It also could be that she's too lazy to put them away. I don't know.
I'm just lazy.
I'm saying theory, though, if they're out, that means I can just grab one and go. I can just grab and go, grab and grow, grab
what,
and
go. Is she a fireman? She has to have her coats ready? She has to run out the door?
You tell me. She's your wife.
She's not a fireman.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, what were you just going to say?
I was going to say that you can't compare the sink cup to a coat because the sink cup is you don't want to dirty it and put it in the dishwasher.
You don't want to dirty another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Go ahead.
Lock and engage.
Don't. Just go. Keep going.
But I understand the cup. I disagree with that theory because the coats, you're not going to go, you're not putting in the wash.
You're not putting it away because you don't want to have to wash another one, is what you're saying.
Another one. You just want to put it away.
Don't. But no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense. Because the concept of the reason you're leaving
why do you think she does it?
Now I think she does it to piss me off.
Okay,
that's straight up. That's
entirely possible.
Probably very, very accurate. Have you said something?
Yeah, so what I do is I just, Sunday, I took all six of them and then I threw them on the banister to the upstairs rail. I'm like, what are you going to do with all these coats? And she just left them there. So then I'm the one putting them away on the hangers.
Yeah, you backfired that one.
Yeah, it's got me good. Got me real good. But that's my problem with my wife.
Your grievance. She can't
put her coats away. And we're shoes. Shoes for that matter. Shoes are all over the place.
Yeah, I have 5 pairs of shoes, not mine, lined up as you walk in the door. I put that there with my coat.
But where do you store your shoes?
In the shoe closet that's
behind it,
3 feet away.
That's a problem. That's just like a coat.
That's
because
what I
was going to say. Like, if you keep your shoes upstairs, I get it because you're a shoe offer. So you know you don't want to always carry them up.
Shoe offer.
I kind of understood the reference.
Yeah.
No, I know the reference.
Like, if I was a shoe offer, yeah, they would be all lined up like a little Chinese house.
Hi.
But all this.
Larry knows.
How you depicted this Chinese person saying hello?
No, I thought he said the house says that. He said it's a little Chinese house. He said it was a Chinese house, not the person.
I know. So the person that was his interpretation of what a Chinese sounds exactly.
Yeah, that's what a little house sounds like. Not the people, just the house.
Oh, it's not racist if it's that we're talking about the Chinese house.
Yeah, you open the door, he goes, oh, hello.
Gotcha.
Why are you opening some Chinese guy's door?
Sometimes you get a customer.
So, anyway, shoes.
It's the same as your coat, but it doesn't bother me that much.
Bother me because that's what you do with the shoes. You line them up ready to go. That's a fireman. You need shoes to get out the door because shoes are not seasonal. Like, they're not cluttering up an area. They're shoed.
No, they are. They're still cluttering.
Yeah, but see, wait, all right. So
you can walk in and trip over it.
Your explanation for it is different than where his shoes are. Think about it. You walk in his house, the shoes are literally right there in the doorway.
Yeah, you only have
it's not like they're off to the right, like where your house could be.
You have a 3-foot space.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's the only way
you have. Why won't she open the door? Do you walk shoed to your closet?
Well, you're in the door.
It's literally
still on the tile.
Yeah,
still on the,
you okay, literally well, yeah. open the door.
Right. I didn't know. Okay, I didn't remember.
And yeah, the shoes are there on the ground.
I'm just saying that's not my grievance because I'm a lot more relaxed than I was. There was a lot of things that would irritate me, like the toilet paper thing, where the toilet paper is almost empty and it's almost relied on me to refill it. Why is that my job?
And she uses it more than you do.
Yeah, I don't even shit in my own house. I'm usually out and about shitting.
So you know what I would do? Leave it.
Yeah, but when I need it, I have to refill it.
And take it with you.
Take the toilet paper with
me? Yes. leave the roll that has 2 wipes left on it. Just keep that one, but always bring your own in. And just
it's my house.
Yeah, but just
why do I?
Or start shitting in the other toilet.
Well, I mean, I do have 3 of them, so I can pick and choose. But it's always the one. You should
have a shitting toilet and let her.
Yes, but when I'm up there and it's convenient, I don't have to go down 2
floors. He's not going
to
go down 2 floors.
Why not?
If I'm pinching low, if I got to go.
So, all right. So where do you go? Do you go up to your master?
Depends on where you are, right?
If I'm up in on that floor, yes, I'll go in the master. Like if I'm getting changed and all of a sudden, oh, I got to take a shit. I'm not going to go downstairs, two flights of stairs.
Mm.
No more than that. I mean, three flights.
Mm. Yeah, I don't talk. Well, yeah, you won't make that.
No, can't do that.
You're already pinching a loaf.
Hey. I mean, you can't do that.
Okay. So the toilet paper is your problem.
It used to be. Now I just do it. They're all used to be problems, and then you just
Is your toilet paper hard to change? Does it have that little spring thing in it?
Yeah, but what's so hard about that?
That you push it. Some people don't understand it. What? Like they struggle with it.
You literally grab
it. Sorry, wait. Some people. Do you know these people?
You literally push it on either
side. I work with a guy that refuses because he can't. He always fucks up the thing. Like he can't put it in right. So when you go to pull the toilet, it blasts off and stuff. Yeah, he just can't get. He's not good at it.
Now, does he do that so he doesn't have to change it?
No, because he'll change it. And it just doesn't work. And then I yell at him. And then
What is this that you yell at him?
Dude, why is the toilet paper fall off? Because then maybe he does it to me on purpose. I don't know. But anyway, we're talking about your toilet paper issues, not mine. So toilet paper is your grievance.
Yeah, if we're going to put a grievance. If I'm throwing grievances out there, I'm
going to
pick the most minuscule thing.
Oh, you want to go bigger?
No, not for wives. Not on this show.
No. Does she really watch us or listen to us?
No, but Jamie does. And Jamie's the freaking mouth of the South.
Not only that, Noodle listens to it. Noodle watches it with Wiggles. Kelsey and Cam.
Hold on.
Watch it.
So
yes, they would find out.
So anyway. Wiggles and Noodle prepare their dinner, sit in front of the TV, turn on YouTube, and watch this.
No, it's just when we do Wiggles, they watch it.
He can't adjust the temperature in his house because his fingers, he can't touch the thermostat. So he just turns it on and off.
You're not messing with me. Like, are you serious?
No, we literally just heard this on the phone.
Wait, he physically can't.
He turns, like when he gets too hot, he just turns it off. And he says, because his thermostat's too temperamental. Because his fingers hitting the up and down arrow at the same time. I kid you not. So he just gave up and just turns it off and turns it on. 74 to 65. Hot cold. Can we all chip in and get him a fucking dial?
We don't even have to chip in. They're the cheapest ones you can buy. Yeah.
It's like
$7.
Can we chip in and get the one that you can talk to? You said the dial that came from the
You 80s. Want Wiggles to talk to it?
And then she'll be yelling that he's cooking salmon. He's going to drop it in the background.
Oh, my God.
That fucking thermostat would self-destruct in 2 hours of being in that house. Sorry, guys.
Not really. No, you're not. That went a long way from toilet paper.
Yeah, it did. What's your grievances?
I don't have any. I'm happy-go-lucky, Larry. I just go about life laughing.
How do you feel about people at a stop sign? Do you hate the guy that doesn't stop and takes your turn?
Oh, going. Are we talking catty corner? We're talking someone going
you're
against.
So you're a four-wayer.
Okay.
And you approach it. You were the next one.
Oh,
and the guy
doesn't hate that.
Okay. Some people have patience.
I mean,
like he thinks he had the right of way just because he's going straight and you're doing a left or something, you know?
Or that here's my biggest thing. The person who stops past the stop sign after you already stopped at the stop sign, but just because they were getting ready to roll through it, they think that they have the right of way. That pisses me off.
Oh, they're beating up to beat you.
Exactly. Yeah, they're rolling through the stop sign and then doing like a half a stop.
Because you're going to turn left or whatever.
No, you're going like straight through and they're
going. Oh, holy shit. I would have kept going.
I'm coming this. Yo, that's the thing. You have to or they won't stop. Like now I have to be like, oh, fuck. Now I got to floor it. So this asshole won't cut me off.
Huh. Yeah, that's a problem. They should do something different with stop signs.
Okay, let's hear this one.
Yeah.
I don't have a theory. I just... so get this. So get this. Ready? I freaked out the other day. I had two different UPS guys come to my freaking house within an hour and a half.
Do this again?
But that's my grievance. Why do I have two UPS
guys? Well, how does it affect you?
How is that efficient?
But you're not.
Because they have the manpower.
But I pay for it.
What do you mean you pay for it?
I mean, it's all in my prices.
Yeah, your price ain't dropping if one truck comes.
It should.
It's not going
to. My price is going up because two trucks came.
No, it didn't. You paid the same whether two trucks
came one. But they it's in their pricing.
Where did they come from? Did they go to the same facility, the same UPS facility, or was one coming from a little bit longer distance? That's why it didn't get dropped off. Why do you not know what I'm saying? Larry, help.
Were they coming from the same?
Were they coming from the distribution center, or were they coming from like?
Does that happen?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Why wouldn't it happen?
Because if there's one that's like almost in between, like say there's one in like Trenton and there's one like outside of Bensalem, like that Trent one's not going to go to Bensalem for it to come to you.
I think it does.
No.
That's how packages work.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's how mail works, not packages.
Okay.
Mail has to all get dropped off. In your district, why?
I wish the camera could see.
Turn your face.
I'm not turning.
No. So just because it works for the mail, the other companies won't.
They don't abide by the same.
I understand that, but it works. So you're telling me that they say they don't put all the packages to the same distribution center for an area.
Yes, for an area they do. For the area they do, because I know.
All right, Mr.
Because I get them delivered at work and I could give them delivered here as well, depending on what it is. Usually things for me, t-shirts or something like that, I deliver to work. That way I can open it when I'm at work and I don't have to wait till I get home. It's at work. But
see, mine come from Philly when I do that.
See, mine go to the Philly hub, which is not far from
your
where
work.
You live. No, it's like Essington. That is the major hub. But the ones when I have them delivered here go to the Langhorne hub.
No, mine still go to the Philly one.
Really?
Mine don't go to Langhorne.
No, see, I see mine before it's on the truck. It's at Langhorne for my house.
No, mine's in Philly, and then it's at me.
Really?
It doesn't make it. Unless
no, I'm going to have to look into this.
You can.
Well, okay. We're not grieving anything about this.
Brought this up.
But I just wanted to circle back of what occurred to me 2 weeks ago, and my mind was blown. I am freaking out. The dog's barking. Amanda's laughing at me because I'm yelling at the UPS guy. He said, I just saw you here. He's like, that was someone else.
Why were you yelling?
Why would you yell at him if he's coming back?
I'm like, what do you do, forget my package? He's like, no, there was another driver. I had no clue.
Maybe it was a different shift, you crazy bastard.
No, it was literally within a half hour of each other. Literally there.
Shifts change like that.
They're both driving around the neighborhood.
Anyway, let's not go there again.
Yeah, I'll touch the mic. Sorry.
I get nervous.
You were about to come up with an idea for a stop sign, and then you brought us
back. You said about, can we find a new way for stop signs?
No, I just, maybe the answer is four-way stop signs are bad.
Okay. And?
What? Three-way stop signs are good?
Or two. Two-way.
So what do you do? No. What do you do up here?
If it's a four corner,
mm-hmm.
You would rather have two stop sign this way and free traffic going this way?
Maybe we stop them the other way. Stop. I don't know.
Well, you stop them this way and stop them this way?
Yeah, maybe.
This person's always going to go and this person's always going to go then. They're going to have to stop.
You just want to see the world burn at this point.
I don't know.
You were just basically spouting off at the mouth with that part.
We got to think of something different.
Why do we have to think of something different?
Well, it's just like, but like if the intersection is that busy, maybe it just needs a traffic light.
Well, yeah.
Do you think that this four up here needs a traffic light? Because that's very busy. But
where's you want to put a light? I don't know what you're talking about.
Up by the corner where the gas station is. After you turn to the gas station, you come to the four-way stop. Right where the shopping center entrance is.
Oh, right where, yeah. No,
where the deli is?
No, yeah, that doesn't need it.
That does not need
that it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I never came across anyone there besides the little Chinese delivery guy.
Sorry. It was coming.
They're the only guys that speed through there.
That's not true.
Well, 10 minutes. They got to make it 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, where do you, like, pick and choose which intersections you're talking about?
I'm done. I'm off topic. We're done
You shut down?
Yeah, we're done talking about this.
All right. So after, well, I really don't have any grievances.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Well, I don't know.
My life is great.
I'm Larry. So he takes his hat off.
You have
no grievances.
He doesn't grieve about anything. He doesn't. Nothing. Nothing.
No. I also don't get annoyed as much as you two do.
My grievance. Why aren't you annoyed? Like
you're just gonna pop one day. You're like a soda can.
But I don't get frustrated. It's not like I'm holding it in secretly.
Maybe you are. Maybe you don't know.
How long have you known me?
Maybe you don't even know it and you're just bottling it up.
How long have you known me? How often have I ever gotten mad? Serenity now and
sanity later.
How often have I ever gotten mad around you? As long as you know me, how long? Like how long since you know me? How many times have I gotten mad? Like, really mad?
I don't think you show it in front of us. I'm sure Jamie's seen lots.
Well, I mean, look. That's a married couple.
Your electric dryer smells different. Like natural gas. I don't know what else to say.
But as I'm saying, like, I mean, everyone gets mad at their wife and you have blowouts.
No. I'm not talking about
being mad. And arguing. She sees your blowout, she sees your situational blow.
Do you not get mad at other people? Is this what you're telling me?
No. Mad? No, probably not mad. I would get frustrated and stuff. I get frustrated at things and stuff like that.
But you just don't show it.
It doesn't. Yeah, well, I don't show it. It doesn't happen very often. I don't let, like, a lot of things bother me. Like, in the car, I get cut off. Oh. I sometimes don't even use my horn, and Jamie gets mad that I don't use my horn if someone cuts me off.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. Like, but to go back to it, since he did it, I'm going to do it.
I used my 440 the other day. I blew through a red light. No clue. I was looking at that guy's pavement. I'm like, oh, look at this guy's over there pavement. I mean, it's like, it was a red light. It's like, just went right through.
So we know how I'm the weirdo attractor, right?
Correct.
And people will just stop me whenever I'm doing shopping, whatnot, and tell me things or ask me questions. So in Home Depot the other day, I was buying a flashlight, and this guy, foreign, don't know what language he spoke, but was very few words of English. He was trying to put together the hard hats where you got to put the insert in where the, you know what I'm
talking about. Hard.
It is hard. Was coming up to me. He's like,
Why was he installing it in the store?
Because he wanted to see how it fit.
One size fit all.
Well, he wanted to see how high it fit off his head. I understand why he did it because you can adjust those too. But anyway.
Not the point.
He was asking me things. I don't know what he was asking me. So I was just going, yeah. And then the only thing, like, he was holding this hat and he's like, yes, Philadelphia. And he kept saying Philadelphia. I'm like, Philadelphia, yes. So he just kept, everything was Philadelphia. I'm like, okay. So even the non-English are going to look at me and try and talk to me about God knows what.
I wonder if you have the look on your face. Like, was he there holding the object?
I helped him put it together. You're
staring at him, and then
he jabbed me. He like, hey, and then he's trying to put it in. I'm like, yeah, man, they're pretty tricky. And he's just putting it in, and he's like, Philadelphia.
So he opened up the package in the aisle.
You know, it wasn't in a package. It was just he might have. I don't know. I didn't catch him. He's just sitting there. He's jabbed me on the arm. He's like, Philadelphia. I'm like, okay, what? Yeah, they're pretty tricky to get in. And then he's fucking trying to get it. I'm like, come on, give it to me. Bring it in.
Do you have a name tag on that says Philadelphia? Like, there had to be something.
I think he was saying that these are required in Philadelphia, but all he kept saying was Philadelphia.
That's actually a pretty good guess.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that's what it was, because why else would he be talking to me only saying Philadelphia?
You weren't wearing a shirt? Like a Philadelphia shirt of any kind?
No, I was wearing a Billow shirt. Okay. Or a hoodie that said nothing.
Oh, because you were at work.
Well, I was at Home Depot, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's where Joe works.
No.
Part-time putting safety hats to get hard hats together.
Well, I put it together for the guy who's very appreciative.
Did he buy it?
I don't know. I didn't walk him out. At this point, he's done with that.
He probably put it on and shot the whole store up and he's just walking out.
Did he get me?
No.
We're good.
Then you're good.
I was the good person.
That's exactly. The only you thing you have it. Going for in life. No one's when they mass shootings, you're gonna live.
Because that's not a bad thing. I was gonna say
because walking into the store, you listen to the crazy guy taking out the trash.
Hey man, if I'm the one that doesn't
when they say I wouldn't go in the store right now, I think you start listening to people.
Who the hell said that to me?
The people like when you're done the conversation, the guy says you should go to your car for a little longer. Just warning.
Oh, yeah, I'll listen to that. As long as he's not just said, repeatedly saying Philadelphia, unless that's code for leave.
Could be.
Maybe it was, but I'm here. But anyway,
what do you do for, what are you guys doing for holidays? Like, where do you, where are you guys going?
My house.
The whole he holiday?
Is hosting.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve and Christmas. It's pretty much the same people. See, you people. Know what?
You guys suck.
Why?
Because you married Jews.
So?
Why? Okay, I'm still, I don't understand where you.
So you guys only have, I mean, I understand they celebrate.
First of all, my Jew celebrates Christmas too.
Mine too. Well, actually, mine celebrates Christmas more than she even cares about Hanukkah.
But how am I trying to say this?
I don't know, but we've only got a little bit of time. So
no. But I get it. So you guys,
why do we suck?
Yeah. So,
are you assuming that we're hosting because they're Jewish?
No.
Then okay. Where the hell is the correlation between we suck?
So you have her parents over and your parents?
Yeah.
You bring both sides together?
Yes.
And then your sister comes over?
Yes.
And then her brothers come over?
If it were any other time non-COVID, yes.
For the most part, yes.
But her stepbrother will be there and yes. His girlfriend.
And then her...
See, when you have a blended family, you have to be accepted... Or do you have to have acceptance towards everything? So everyone wants to see Quinn, our kid. So we're going to post her up at our house and everyone comes to her. So other people also do things with their families during Christmas. So her stepdad has a son. So he'll go see his mom Christmas Eve. And he usually does Christmas with his dad. Since his dad's going to be at our house, he's going to come and spend Christmas with his dad at our house. So you got to kind of have everyone.
I'm still waiting for why we suck.
He didn't know that we did all that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
I didn't realize like her.
You thought I was going to be stingy and just say my parents come over?
Or like. Not.
No, our parents, our families get along, so it's
really no. But all right, let's use you side. You side.
Let's use you side.
What do you do?
Typically, on any other Christmas, we would go over to her mom's on Christmas Eve.
Chaps watching.
Okay, you go to her mom's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and then typically would go to my mom's Christmas Day.
Okay, and then her mom has what?
What do you mean?
Who?
Usually just Jonathan. No, usually because. Her sister celebrates because they're so far away. They're in Pottstown coming here on Christmas
Eve. So I have the same problem.
Yeah.
What is your problem? Because we want to know why we suck.
Yeah. My problem is, or what would have sucked. I get burned out this time of the year because I go from a sister-in-law's birthday mid-November that we go down there for. Then we have to go down for Thanksgiving.
I gotcha. Okay.
Then we just had to celebrate Amanda's birthday down there on Sunday. Then we got to go back down Christmas Eve. Her down parents, South Jersey.
Oh, it's all her parents.
Yes. Yeah. My mom doesn't care about me. And then we have to go down.
That anyone who knows you knows that is a goddamn. But
we're not involved this time of the year. So then Christmas Eve, I got to go back down there. Like it's just a. Well,
what about your nephews? Like
we'll see you guys Christmas Day.
Okay,
we'll do Christmas Day. We'll go to my mom's house.
Okay. Dinner. So then your mom...
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I just get burned out because I just... Down there.
So by the time you get to Christmas, you're cranky.
I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah, but you don't want to host.
Christmas Eve.
But you don't want to host.
Even wait, you go down there Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
It's Christmas Day. We'll go to my mom's house.
Okay. So Christmas Eve, you got to drive home?
They...
Yeah, why don't you host?
Yeah, we'll drive home at night.
Why don't you host? At least one or two of those functions.
And you have the youngest kid.
We do, but then if I host, it's a lot because we're blending two, not larger families, but then I got.
You're not, Amanda's family's not that big. It's her mom, her dad, and her sister, and her husband.
And then her grandfather.
Oh, you got her.
Like an aunt and uncle come over, or like an aunt.
Extended family.
Yeah, and then like.
Instead of just immediate.
Yeah, and then I got my sister, her husband.
I did that. I did that for Christmas Eve one year.
Right. So it would get too big bringing.
It wasn't a shit show because of the people.
No.
No, because of the number of people. Right,
yeah.
It was a shit show because of the.
Is the number of people all. Okay, I get that.
No, see, the number of people isn't the thing.
Oh.
It's It depends on who you have in your family. Like, mine was only a shit show because of one or two people.
Were they drunk?
Well, one was, oh, yes. And the other one was high.
Well, was he green?
Not that yeah. family member, no.
No, he's usually good. Okay. He's usually contained.
Okay, but so that's what I, so that's, I guess, I didn't realize you
we
guys
suck did because you have to drive. Numerous yeah. times in a month.
It's numerous eight. Times
in a well, month. Well, and how far you have to drive too.
How like, long does it take?
We are driving 5-10 minutes.
It's only an hour. It is only an hour.
Yeah, but it's the same thing every fucking weekend almost.
Right. So it's like a weekend before Thanksgiving, then I have a weekend off, then go down Thanksgiving, take off a week, go back down for her birthday, and then we'll go back down for Sunday.
Yeah, but her birthday should definitely be.
And then house. now we have Olivia's birthday January 8th. Like, you know, so then
that's got to be at your house.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was gonna say you, but that's what like it just
not only that, but Amanda's birthday should be at your house too, so you don't have to do that.
It's her birthday. Why does she have to go?
Well,
somewhere?
She got smart. I give her. She get like we went somewhere last year. We went somewhere this year, like halfway point. So just for dinner, but so she's we're getting better. We're getting better.
Still not where you need to be though. You need to be at home,
you, especially with the. I'm surprised because with the youngest child, typically. The youngest child, like,
use that to your advantage.
Exactly. You all go to the youngest so they don't have to travel.
Do you want me to cut this part out?
No, okay. Okay. We'll hold back.
He brought it up.
I know.
Oh, I know where to stop now.
Now that you've seen it. Yeah, I...
Were we egging him on this one?
I think kind of a little bit.
That's fine.
I think so. But no, I that's why I took over Thanksgiving. And I was just like, that's it. I want to host because I hated Thanksgiving at her mom's, dessert at my mom's. Then the next year we'd flip flop. And I hated going to multiple houses because I couldn't get comfortable.
Yeah, we don't do that. We'll split, like, we'll just split holidays. Like,
okay,
Thanksgiving, yeah. Her mom, Christmas Eve, her mom, Christmas Day, my mom, and then Easter. I don't even know what we do for Easter.
You guys do stuff for Easter?
Yeah. I think we do it.
Give it up on Easter.
We go to my mom's. My mom does Easter. So like two holidays and two holidays, something like that. But you don't do Easter?
We do a little something. Like we did an Easter egg hunt last year, which was nice. But that was at our place too.
And then you ate the eggs.
With the plastic ones. So,
what?
I meant dinner, like Easter dinner. Like
nothing like extravagant.
No.
I've gotten away from big organized dinners. We'll usually do a couple things and that's it.
That's good.
You don't need it. Everything goes to waste. You know. Mm-hmm. Tupperware.
Don't start. Now you're really trying.
I'm gonna bring bags for.
Well, be sure it's going to make it.
Go ahead.
Let's just say a Christmas present is taking care of that issue. It's like a 100-pack.
How do you explain that? Is that something they asked for?
No.
Yeah, how do you explain this one?
I put it in the Amazon cart. I told Amanda to buy it, and she started dying laughing. So she did. She got it for it.
So she's got to be the one to explain it then.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, at least it's her explaining it. It's even better.
Can we get that on Snapchat when that happens?
Yes, oh, yeah. Please. Yeah, I'll absolutely. Well... I think that does it. I don't think we can come up with any more.
I don't know. I feel like we probably could, but I don't know if this show is pretty much a shit show.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you for watching. We hope you enjoyed. Happy Festivus. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that. All of it. And we'll be talking to you very soon.
Will we?